Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Footsie Blair. Batting second. The third baseman, Woody English. Batting third. The right fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Clyde Beck. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Malone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pat Malone. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jimmy Welsh. Batting second. The shortstop, Rabbit Moranville. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Wally Burger. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Randy Moore. Batting sixth. The catcher, Al Sparrer. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Buster Chatham. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Freddie McGuire. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sox Sabold. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Sox Sabold. And now, play ball. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McGuire reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chatham fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is hit by the pitch. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Welsh. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Kyler goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Welsh. Stevenson reaches second base with a double. Wilson scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Welsh. Grimm reaches second base with a double. Stevenson scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett takes first base on ball four. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a pop-up towards short. Moranville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Burger reaches second base with a double. Moranville moves to third. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. English hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Welsh. English reaches second base with a double. Blair moves to third. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kyler hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Cunningham now pitching. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer takes first base on ball 4. Buster Chatham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chatham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sparrer moves to second. One out. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sparrer scores. It's 6-1, Cubs. Bruce Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Welsh hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Grimm hits a fly ball into left field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hartnett hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Cubs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0 for 1 in the game. Beck hits a fly ball into center field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Malone for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0 for 1 in the game. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Malone covering, for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cunningham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. English hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Welsh, who is chasing the ball. English reaches third base with a triple. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Kyler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. English scores. It's 8-1, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kyler moves to third. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Welsh. Stevenson reaches second base with a double. Kyler scores. Wilson goes all the way around to score. It's 10-1, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stevenson moves to third. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stevenson tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 11-1, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hartnett hits a line drive towards short. Moranville reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Sparrer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moore moves to second. Buster Chatham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chatham is 0-for-1 in the game. Chatham hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson, who is chasing the ball. Chatham reaches third base with a triple. Moore scores. Sparrer goes all the way around to score. It's 11-3, Cubs. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire strikes out. 1 out. Bruce Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-1 in the game. Cunningham is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Welsh hits a pop-up towards short. Beck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-2 in the game. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chatham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malone hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McGuire reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. English hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cunningham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0 for 2 in the game. Moranville hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Moranville reaches second base with a double. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 2 in the game. Sisler takes first base on ball 4. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moranville moves to third. Sisler moves to second. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Moranville scores. Sisler moves to third. Two outs. It's 11-4, Cubs. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sparrer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sisler scores. It's 11-5, Cubs. Buster Chatham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chatham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Chatham hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Kyler picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a triple and an error on Kyler. Sparrer goes all the way around to score. Chatham moves all the way to home. It's 11-7, Cubs. Guy Bush now pitching. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. McGuire reaches second base with a double. Bruce Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 2 in the game. Cunningham is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Braves 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 4 RBIs. Kyler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Welsh. Kyler reaches second base with a double. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kyler scores. It's 12-7, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Stevenson moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Stevenson moves to third. Grimm moves to second. Tom Zachary now pitching. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-3 in the game. Beck takes first base on ball 4. Stevenson scores. Grimm moves to third. Hartnett moves to second. It's 13-7, Cubs. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grimm scores. Hartnett moves to third. Beck moves to second. It's 14-7, Cubs. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hartnett scores. Beck scores. Bush moves to third. It's 16-7, Cubs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. English hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields it and throws to second for the out. Bush scores. Two outs. It's 17-7, Cubs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 4 RBIs. Kyler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. English moves to second. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Moranville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 17, and the Braves 7. The Braves will come to bat. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Welsh takes first base on ball 4. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Moranville strikes out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sisler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Welsh moves to second. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Berger hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 17-10, Cubs. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sparrer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 17, and the Braves 10. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 4 RBIs. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Grimm hits a fly ball into left field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Stevenson moves to second. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Beck hits a fly ball into center field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bush hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevenson scores. Hartnett moves to second. It's 18-10, Cubs. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 18, and the Braves 10. The Braves will come to bat. Buster Chatham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chatham is 2-for-3 in the game, with two triples. He's got three RBIs. Chatham hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 18, and the Braves 10. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 2-for-5 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. English hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McGuire reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got four RBIs. Kyler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 18, and the Braves 10. The Braves will come to bat. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Welsh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair misplays the ball. That's an error on Blair. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. Welsh moves to second. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Welsh moves to third. Two outs. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Berger takes first base on ball 4. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hartnett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 18, and the Braves 10. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 4 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 doubles. He's got 4 RBIs. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Grimm hits a line drive towards third. Chatham catches it and throws to first to double up Stevenson. 2 outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Hartnett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 18, and the Braves 10. The Braves will come to bat. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sparrer is called out on strikes. 1 out. Buster Chatham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chatham is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 triples. He's got 3 RBIs. Chatham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Noon pinch hits for Tom Zachary. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beck fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 18, and Boston Braves, 10. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.